Water is so yesterday. What this country needs is the water of tomorrow. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know it's tempting to think that California's drought is California's problem, but climate scientists are saying this is just the beginning, and it's going to force a change in where a lot of Americans get their water.
People are moving to the south and the southwest. It's exactly where the water isn't and where it's not going to be in the future.
David Sedlak is a professor at UC Berkeley and the author of Water 4.0, and is so convinced that this Water 4.0 is the answer to climate change, he brings samples to his lectures.
How many of you think it's disgusting to drink sewer water? Willing to do it? You know, I have some in my bag here.
That's the water of the future. The professor says there will be a water crisis in some of the most populated areas of the country in 30 years because of climate change, regardless of what's causing it. And the only practical way to deal with it will be to turn sewage treatment plants into resource recovery centers.
Water is the most valuable thing in sewage. We're going to take water from the sewage treatment plant, and we're going to make it our drinking water supply.
And if you're a tourist who enjoys visiting California, chances are you have tasted Water 4.0.
Today, somewhere around 50 million gallons per day of wastewater effluent in Orange County is recycled. And some of it gets piped up to Anaheim and goes into a place called the Anaheim Lakes. It percolates through the lakes and becomes the local groundwater supply.
So Tomorrowland is right now. And from what I hear, the water there is surprisingly drinkable. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.